Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But I do think in this draft, what you're going to see is it's a deep draft with a lot of parity.
Good morning, Georgia. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Travis Link, you just heard him talking about the Hawks. And as we get into this offseason, which is, in the mind of Mr. Crenshaw, going to be more fun than the actual NBA finals.
I want the games to get over with so we can get on with all the stuff that's going to happen afterwards. I've always been a games guy, but not this year.
Bob, are you looking forward to more of the offseason than the finals that are going on right now? Bob Rathman joining Sam McGregor, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, I guess I'm weird. I like both. I like going over to the workouts this morning to watch the young men that we have coming in, and it's the start of a big week. I think we're at least scheduled to have guys come in all week. And then I want to see if Durant plays tomorrow night and see if Golden State can make this a game six in Oracle for one last go around there. So I guess I'm kind of strange that way. I tend to enjoy both.
All right. Well, we'll get to the NBA Finals in just a minute, but tell us what you're seeing over there at Hawks practice.
Well, it is just, you know, preparatory work for the draft next Thursday. We've got so many picks. So this has been a rather high volume of guys that are coming through, because not only for the draft, but also they're looking for guys to fill the G League roster that'll come to College Park this November. So there's a lot of activity. Seeing a lot of young men come through, and, you know, it's building up to next Thursday night and what I think is going to be a wild, wild draft night.
I think it will be, and I think the Atlanta Hawks have positioned themselves to be a part of it in a number of different ways. Thoughts about what the team did this week in picking up yet another first-round pick, Bob?
Well, of course, it's not official, and it won't be until the cap numbers come out, and I have been around long enough to know that until they send the press release saying it's official, don't count on it, because you just never know what's going on behind the scenes. If we know we've got 8 and 10, and we know we've got these second round picks coming, I think, Sam, not only the Hawks, but I think for all the clubs, this is the kind of draft where two things I think will happen. One, you're going to see a lot of movement for teams that don't have picks, that need something, will be willing to bargain. And I also think, as Travis, you played that soundbite a second ago of his interview last week about it being a deep draft in terms of parity. There's a lot of guys that look the same and act the same and fill the same type of roles in this draft. What I think you'll see is teams will not be looking at a draft number vis-a-vis the talent. Like, you could say player X, well, he's a good player, but he's really not worth a number 5 pick or a number 7 pick or what have you. I think clubs are looking at this draft saying, you know what, if we like this dude, we're going to take him. And if it's 5th, if it's 9th, if it's 1st, if it's whatever it is, we're just going to go get this guy because we like him and we think he's going to fit into our team really well. So I think those are the two things you're going to see on draft night.
Bob, do you take that stance because this draft is so top-heavy and you can't go after – I mean, obviously, if they were sitting there and John Morant or Zion were available, yeah, you go after that best athlete. But now you have to kind of fill a need, fill that void. And you, as a fan, along with being part of the broadcast team, where would you like to see them focus first or with that first pick?
Well – if it holds, I mean, you know, we may move up. Who knows what they're going to do? But I would think our number one thing is size. That, to me, is the biggest concern. You don't know about Dwayne Dedmon and his return. The only guy that you've got as a true five on the roster right now is Alex Len, and you know you got him for another year. So I would think that there's some concern about size, and whether that's addressed in the draft or free agency, I don't know, because you know Travis doesn't share that. But I do believe that that is, in my view, one of the most pressing concerns that we have. And if this Brooklyn thing happens, then you know you're looking at a roster that doesn't have a small forward right now by trade, guys that can play it, but there seems to be a glaring need there as well. So I would think those are the two concerns. If they can find them in this draft, great. If not, then it's going to be free agent time starting on the 30th of June.
Yeah. Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline this morning with Bob Rathbun. You can join him. He is social. He is on Twitter. You can follow him there at Bob Rathbun TV, at Bob Rathbun TV. Okay, now we talked about things locally. Talk about what we're going to see, you know, what you think of make of this NBA Finals and the way it has turned. Toronto in the position that they're in, I didn't expect to see this coming. But did you feel like the rash of injuries that kind of hit this Golden State team would open the window for this Toronto team, especially the way they've played defense and the way they've adapted? It seems like each and every night they've gone out to play.
Yeah. Well, you know, guys, injuries are part of it. We all know that. You've got to be able to be deep enough to navigate around them, even if it's a team like Golden State. I think the one thing that kind of sticks in my craw a little bit about the reaction is that Toronto is somehow not worthy. They have outplayed, outworked, outshot, out everything Golden State in this series. Golden State's lucky this thing isn't over. Toronto has absolutely dominated, and it just goes to show you what a Kawhi Leonard does and the experience of a guy like Danny Green does to your roster. I think a lot of us, at least in the media, just kind of sat back and said, well, same old, same old. This is Toronto. No, it's not. This is a different Toronto team. And they've showed it. And I think kudos to Nick Nurse. I think he has coached an amazing series. He's so willing to adapt. I mean, when's the last time a coach in the NBA had the, shall we say, intestinal fortitude?
I used that yesterday.
To play a box and one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, right.
You know, he did it in the G League. You know, the guy is pretty cagey. He's done a terrific job. The depth of Toronto has been incredibly understated in this series. They have gotten so many contributions from so many guys. And I'll tell you, I thought Golden State Friday night looked spent. I thought they were just, they looked, stick a fork in them. They just looked done, wiped out. And listen, five straight trips to the final, that's a lot of mileage. You don't have Durant. You know, you've got Steph struggling. After, you know, and he was due for a bad game, I think, after the way he carried the team. You know, Clay's not 100%, and he's still great. But they're not getting anything out of Boogie. They're, the bench, you know, they got one guy playing with a broken collarbone. I mean, this, you know, that's a wounded team, and they're lucky that they're still alive, in my view. It could have been a sweep.
You know, it's funny, Bob Rathbun joining Sam and Greg here, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. You said that there are people who do not feel that Toronto is worthy of the title. And the funny thing about that is that when Golden State's at full, with everybody healthy and they're full effect, people feel the same way about them. Like, they got too many great players, and Durant shouldn't be on the team. And, you know, they just sort of stole the championship. That's the way they felt like about the other two. And had they continued this year being healthy, that's the same stance, but coming from a different angle that people have felt about this Golden State team. I think the person who is the MVP of this whole matchup, including both teams, is the general manager from Toronto, who fired his coach of the year, his most beloved player, pushed all their chips to the middle of the table for this one season, and here they are one game away from winning a title.
Yeah, and to take a guy like Nick Nurse off the staff. You know, you hear about coaching changes and, you know, who's the best guy. Well, had even with Kawhi and Danny Green and all and the changes that they've made, how about picking this guy as a head coach? And he's right under your nose. He's been an assistant there for the last 5 years or so. And he has stepped in and managed this beautifully. And I go back to the Philadelphia series. I mean, they were down 2-1 to the Sixers. And that, I thought, that game four was what turned everything in Toronto's favor. I thought the way that they handled themselves, even getting down 0-2 to Milwaukee.
That's the thing I thought about, Bob, the Milwaukee series.
Yep, the way they handled their business was a testimony to Nick and the staff and the players that they've got in that clubhouse. And you're absolutely right, Greg. I mean, this is a bold move to make a trade like that. But it just goes to show you there's about, well, I mean, I guess we could sit here and count them, but maybe 10 guys in the NBA that can do this, that can come in and raise your team to a championship level, and Kawhi is one of them. And, you know, kudos to Masai for doing this. It took a lot of guts to pull this off, but they're seeing the fruits of all that, because now they're 48 minutes away from an NBA championship that absolutely no one on this planet saw coming.
And Bob, to extend on to that, the other thing that makes this great is this is not taking a player who's was playing the season before where you could see his game. We didn't know what Kawhi Leonard was going to be like because he sat out that year before. I mean, we knew this guy was a finals MVP and he did all that stuff with San Antonio, but coming off that injury, you weren't 100% sure of the Kawhi you were going to get. And yet he still did what he did, hoping, praying that the Kawhi Leonard that was in San Antonio had a chip on his shoulder, because that's what he did. He came to Toronto with a chip on his shoulder. He put one of the best coaches in NBA history and that organization on the back burner for his own wants and needs. And it worked out.
No, well, remember now, he was a finals MVP.
Right, and it was
just a matter of getting him healthy again. And your point is well taken. Nobody knew. I mean, I just can't believe that the situation in San Antonio deteriorated to such an extent that they felt the need to move him in the first place. But to get him back to this level, and I don't think he's even close to being 100% physically, but his leadership, the way he goes about it, you know, the shots that he hits, the defense that he plays, is just amazing. And it's for basketball, it is just a joy to watch. And I tell you, he doesn't get his due, and he doesn't get his due because of his personality. And it's shame on the media for not doing a better job in this regard. You know, we have so much of the national media that covers the NBA, buddy-buddy journalism, you know.
Yep.
I want to be invited to LeBron's next birthday party, so I am going to write and say nice things about him. Kawhi couldn't care less. He doesn't give these guys the time of day. So you don't see all these great flowery stories like you see about some of the other superstars. But this guy is just as good, just as important, just a driver to a championship as anybody in this league. And I'm glad that he's being recognized for it.
Maybe it's something he observed from a certain guy that used to play in San Antonio.
Who didn't
seek a whole lot of attention.
Amen.
But phenomenal players. Bob, we thank you for spending some time with us. You headed over to the Hawks complex at Emory to see them audition. And, you know, enjoy your day over there with the young players. You know, if the real good one there, make sure he comes back and plays with the team.
I'll do it.
Bob, appreciate it.
Okay, guys, always a pleasure being with you.
Thanks.
All right,
that is
Bob Rathbun. Once again, you can follow him on Twitter at Bob Rathbun TV, at Bob Rathbun TV.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.